Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
The cattle futures market bounced back to close higher today after being lower this morning. Feeders finished anywhere from 50 to 60 higher, while live cattle finished anywhere from 27 to 50 higher. So a good bounce back here on both feeders and live cattle futures. Box beef midday was 5 lower on choice, down 66 on select. But again, for several months now, it's been in the same little trading range. There were 40 deliveries overnight. The oldest date went from June to December 26th, so quite a big advancement there, and I think most people there long that market have been pushed out just to the fear of the deliveries. OKC West had 7,776 head, called steady to $2 lower, so I think that's brought some optimism back into the markets. And then with the government shutdown over the last couple of months, we've rearranged the dates on these reports. The cattle on feed report, which was actually in January, is going to be on February 22nd, and then the normal February 22nd one is going to be on March the 8th, so they've pushed them all back. And then that cattle inventory report, which was going to be on January 31st, is going to be on February 8th. So a lot going on there, rearranging the dates here due to the shutdown. It doesn't look like there's going to be another shutdown at the end of this week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Coming up, it's the 8th annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus Bulls plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there.
Grain futures were lower across the board, led lower by the soybean futures. Soybeans finished today down 10, and it was actually 3 cents off their lows. This morning had a pretty bearish export sales report, which reported a negative 610,000 metric tons of soybeans. So there were some cancellations out of China. We were looking for a positive number, positive 600 to a million, and it was actually a negative 600. So quite a bit of a turnaround there. Corn was on the low end or actually below the range, and so was wheat. So negative exports across the board here. And then ideas that President Trump is considering a 90-day extension to the March 1st trade deadline. I don't really know how the market feels. Apparently it looks like it wants to be views that as bearish. And also this morning, the Chinese January imports from the United States are at a 3-year low. Year over year, total imports are down about 41%. So there is major changes going on here. That's a pretty big number, down 41%. But talks are scheduled through Thursday. I think some of the highest delegation over there from the United States are going to meet with President Xi today or tomorrow. So it'll be interesting to see if anything develops out of that. And then mid-morning, Algeria announced a 600,000, or Algeria bought 600,000 metric tons of milling wheat. That did not do anything good for the market here, as the Chicago wheat was down 13 to 15. And Kansas City was down about 11. They pay $247 a ton, which is right in line with what the U.S. and Russia are both priced at. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.